Blog Talk Radio.
Three band motto. The future is now.
All of our enemies.
By all means necessary, we're going to get
our lifestyle.
Drip.
Ask your name.
Adam and I.
Get
at the venue, hey, you climbing the walls and let everybody see there ain't no blinds on the wall. So high up, so fly up, that I don't think I see nothing besides her. Baby girl, you're so beautiful, forever had the chance, I don't know what I'd do to you.
Ever since you came around, shut my world down, wait, wait, I want to come do what you wanna do. Oh my baby, baby, drive me crazy, crazy, need to buy me home night, that's right, home night.
Yo, mama, I swear, give me that chest, shit, I'ma be there for you. Even when the times get rough, I will never give up. Yeah, I'ma be there for you.
I met you, if you only knew just what I wanna let you do. You've been on my mind ever since I gave you my man. You really didn't have to do me like that. Came up behind me, gently touched my hip. I'm looking in your eyes. You made them tinky at the same time. You're telling me I'm pretty, boy. I really wanna see you tonight. Tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
Shout out to my boy Young Rider. I forget Shorty name who was singing on the track with him, but they performed that joint live Sunday down the spotlight. It was crazy. Yes, I'm super hoarse. Y'all can barely hear me. Well, on his fire, Philly Sound Radio, ready to show off. We didn't do a show yesterday, so I had to reschedule for today. Able to talk about Diamond Spotlight Super Bowl Super Freak Edition. It was crazy. Shout out to everybody who came through and did a motherfucking thing. Much love to you, Broadway Bridge, Young Rider. You brought your squad through from Chester. Shout out to Mugamania. They came through. Uptown was in the building heavy. Shout out to C-Mid City. My homeboys, Mugamania, Reek, Uptown. You know what I mean? You definitely did your things big. Barrows, thank you for coming through. Of course, Ready Rock, 8 Gang, so official. Bring it down to West Philly. Shout out to my boy Dillinger, 215, Rock the Stage, did his motherfucking thing. And of course, ladies, was in effect. Like, and my girls came through. I appreciate it, Miss Ross, Miss Porter, for coming through and checking me out, seeing how I do things. And Meek 46 Street, you did your fucking thing. But of course, my 5 VIP bitches. Talking about Miss Caddy, Hot Shock, B Dot, Tiffline. We definitely came and collaborated, got this crazy track. We're calling it Fifth Power. Just going in back to back. You're going to hear it tonight. And definitely, you're going to hear more things from us because we're definitely on some real unity, real support, and it's going to be really ridiculous. So also, shout out to the ladies, the lovely ladies from DMV Vixens for coming through. And also for the people who didn't make it, BBS Stone, BMG, my gang, I love y'all, F-Chain. I'm so sorry about all that drama that happened. Thank God we were able to squash it. But at the end of the day, we were able to contain it. Nobody really got hurt. And at the end of the day, we're all still supporting each other, official. And that's why tonight I wanted to have this topic. Like, how would you deal with drama? Like, are you the type of person to let things get out of hand? Do you settle it? Do you ignore it? You know what I mean? Like, kind of want to pick people's brain a little bit tonight while we show off this good music and get ready for all the upcoming events, like the 3-year anniversary, Epic Edition, and After Party Bus. Yes, we're going to have March 3rd will be ridiculous. Diamond Spotlight Epic Edition, marking my 3-year anniversary for throwing a showcase in Mill Creek. I'm very excited. We're going to do it way big, extra special, After Party Bus, liquor, pole. I don't know where we're going, though. We didn't arrange that. By the time the flyer is done, we'll get all those details together. But get in on it. Y'all know that shit going to be hot. Shout out to everybody listening in. Big ups to everybody tuning in the show. Like I said, we got some hot music. If you want to join in, just press number 1. I'll open up your mic. We'll talk about, you know what I mean, how you deal with drama. And definitely show love and show off. That's what we do here on the show. We show the fuck off. One of my regulars on the air. Shout out to you, Dillinger. You definitely a thorough-ass nigga. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes. I hear you loud and clear.
You hear me loud and clear? All right. That's what I was worried about. I know I sound like a monster, but I just want to make sure you guys can hear the words that are coming out of my mouth. Welcome back.
So I think it was crazy. Shout out to all the artists. They all did their thing. Everybody, especially the ladies. They all did their thing. Torch, Zig, everybody that was there. It was so many. Great artists there that night. It was beautiful. I mean, aside from the little debacle outside or whatnot, it was a good night.
Yeah. You know what? But in hindsight, I was thinking even today, like, even though all that drama happened, nobody got hurt, nobody was, you know what I mean? It didn't escalate too far, and I appreciate that, you know what I mean? Definitely we in a good neighborhood in Mill Creek, University City, so come out and be safe. I'm not about that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I want to even talk about tonight, aside from first and foremost, you know artists got to show off when they call on the show, and you've been busy as hell. Tell everybody what you've been up to. Shout out to Twitter and let us know about your links and what you have going on, Dillinger, because you've been busy.
Pretty much, I think it's just hard work. I can't take all the credit, man. You know, everybody who knows me, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. Twitter is at Dillinger215, Facebook. Rob B. I. Dillinger. Shout out to my producer, engineer, and manager at Jewel Beats. I need the beats. He got them jewels. He got that studio time. My motherfucking wingman, P. Features, at F_presentation. Like, the dudes hold me down. Shout out to Cedar City. Everybody over there, Buzz Live. My girl, Mischief, Zoo, NATO. I fuck with anybody who networking, y'all be. So if y'all networking, y'all try to get at me. It ain't hard to contact me. Everybody know my number, 267-320-1735. I'm everywhere. I'll pick up. If I don't pick up, I'm probably taking care of the kids. But I'll hit you back, definitely. But aside from that, you know, just doing the music, video shoot Friday, probably one next week. I'm trying to drop songs. We got the... I got something for everybody. I got the 909s and Baby Moms mixtape dropping. Followed up by another one. I ain't going to drop the name just yet. We'll talk about that. But, it's just hard work, man. Everybody got dreams. If you're passionate about your music or whatnot and you serious about it, man, y'all need to do it. It is easy. All it takes is a phone call, update the status. It's nothing. It's real.
Different ways, but it's all about letting people know what you're doing, and that's cool, and that's what I promote. Like, you have bad shit, you can't promote your shit. I don't know what to say to you. But Rob, chill this. I got a lot of people who press one. I want to check out what's good with them and see who's tuning in live. So we're gonna check out. We have a caller from the 484-343. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, my name's King Rico. You know, I'm calling from Mount Airy. You know, rapper as well.
That's what's up. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. If you didn't mind, I just wanted to do like an air request.
I don't do requests, but who you want to request anyway, though? I just want to know. Oh, Coconut, I'm gonna play that anyway.
Yeah, you gotta play that. That's my fam right there. You know, and I really love his music, man. That stuff like hard work, dedication.
Well, we'll call it a shout out. I play what I want on my show when I want, but we'll call it a shout out. And definitely, thank you so much for calling. Like we said, we support Senior City all crazy.
Yeah.
And shout out to Looch and Mischief and Bug on their show, on their song Coconut Water going in. But I got you. I'm gonna show you love. Make sure you just tune in. I had to give you a shout out.
Okay.
You gotta show some love tonight. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't do requests on the show. I don't mean to bust anybody's bubble, but I'm gonna definitely show love. We got another caller from the 267-270. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, Honest? It's Gene Banks Jr., sweetie.
It was so good to see you last night. No, because it's a happy laugh. I'm so happy that you called. Thank you for the support.
I told you straight to your face, and I looked you right in your eyes, and I said, listen, I love your work, and whatever way I can help you, I'm here for you. Like, it's just not here in Philly. I got D.C., I got Florida, I got even San Antonio, Texas. Like, I have connects everywhere you need to have those connects. But we had a ball last night. That was, like, one of our best nights, and it's like, the birthday girl is, like, hitting my Facebook page. I'm like, oh, my God, this is the best party I've ever been with. It felt like it was Saturday at 1 o'clock in the morning, I had a hangover. I didn't get to go to work. I was like, wow.
We're here talking about yesterday, big game, totally Tuesdays, right?
Yep.
Totally Tuesdays, DJ Freak Nasty, DNL Entertainment. Shout out to DJ Freak Nasty for giving me the mic. And I haven't freestyled like that in a while. I had fun though. I definitely
might even
have.
I'm listening.
No, I was gonna say I did freestyle my verse off the track that I did with the ladies, but I had to go and do a little freestyle. DJ Freak Nasty turned on the beat. Dillinger was so much fun. You should have been there. Like. Oh, it is definitely on a Tuesday night. Come check that out. That shit was so official.
Yeah, because I was even thinking about I love the energy. Even you come in here and be a co-host for the show that we have down there every Tuesday. It's something that's about to be amazing down there, man. It's going to be something that's so different than everybody else do. No disrespect to what everybody else do, but you already know everybody needs to have their own, original style and original flavor, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. So shout out, I know you said you just started a Twitter, so shout out to Twitter and how people can get in touch with you, because you're definitely doing heavy things with the promotion and supporting people who want entertainment in Philly, and I appreciate that, and I love that you're even extending it out. So, guys, it's about growing a fan base. It ain't about shit else.
Yep, and you know what it is. You know, Twitter, Gene Banks Jr. Definitely got a little bit of history behind me and my family. You know what I mean? I know you had the guy that called up the other day. He said he knew who I was and everything. I used to play ball back in the day, too. But, definitely my dad, he was a big-time player that was in Philadelphia. One of the best guys that came out of Philadelphia that played basketball. He was the first high school All-American from Philadelphia. You know, if everybody know their history, he was that boy. So that's how I got my little bit of connection. I know you do. I know you know your history. You know what I'm saying? But we need to make our own history, and that's what I have to look at stuff what I do. I could have followed that path, but I'm trying to do my own thing, and good folks like you, you know, make it possible. It makes me believe more in people instead of listening to the dudes and the promoters that just seem like they just so side-minded and they all about self. I'm not going to be about self because you don't get blessed like that, because at the end of the day, you might make $1 million, but you're leaving this earth without it.
Exactly right, definitely. I appreciate that positivity, you know what I'm saying? And I want to ask you, being like a professional man that you are, like, we're never exempt from drama, but I want to know, how do you deal with it when it comes your way in any form of fashion?
I'm going to be real. I do it a whole bunch of different ways. If I do see some drama come towards me, just the kind of person I am, I'll cut it right on off, and I don't even communicate no more. And I learned the more, instead of you blasting out at people and hollering at them, when you shut your mouth and you don't say a word to them, you're more fearful than them because they don't expect what you're going to do next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you like, that's what's up. So you play that calm role with the drama. Like, I don't even partake in it. But that's right. That's smart. You have to sometimes, too. Because at the end of the day, when you get all hyped, you never know when a person might try to hurt you, too.
Yep. And, I've been through it. You know, I mean, I've been doing this since I've been 14, 15. I'm up here, you know, 31 years old. And everybody's like, hey, how you stay so young? I say, because, one, I believe in God, and I try to keep a positive role around me, but it's always laughing and having fun and leave the drama alone. If you have that drama around me, I don't want to F with you. I'm sorry. I don't. That's just it. And like I said, there's people like you that make it possible for everybody that's out there on the streets, everybody that's trying to do stuff, you know, for this stuff. Because there's a lot of artists out there, they're not that good. I keep it honest and I keep it real. But I love potential and people that love to bust their balls to get to where they got to get at. And that's what it's all about.
Exactly. Yeah. And I got to give a little Twitter shout out to my homeboy, HGZPZ. You know what I mean? Follow him on Twitter. He said the topic is drama. I avoid it as much as possible. Lawyer fees, hospital bills, et cetera. Lost money, and like it, I get more money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't.
I like it.
Yeah, that's the key thing about it. Don't let it consume you, guys. Please. And definitely do not bring it to me, because I'm going to just, like, take your shit home. Please take it home. At the end of the day, you can't be productive if you're worried about negativity. Like, you might see 50 Cent going ham and entertaining us with it, but he's in a larger position and where he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I watch a good diss track, you know what I mean, because it's entertaining, but sometimes it does get a little scary. But I'm just saying, like, on some real shit, we don't need it as a real drama. Some people actually have, like, say, a competition of skills going towards DJ Big Silly with his Street Arena Battle Network. Guys, it's a whole bunch of guys that battle each other and they're still able to shake hands. You know what I mean? They argue or whatever on Facebook, but then they still comment on each other's pictures like, oh, I need those sneakers or whatever. You know what I mean? It's all about respect.
Definitely. I mean, but it's just like, if people start looking at stuff like this, like, we had some good soldiers and ladies that passed away. You know what I mean? A friend of mine, Danny Soda Pop, he passed away. That was a good friend of mine. That was within a couple weeks.
Danny Soda Pop passed away?
Yeah. And I went to that one, and, you know, I felt bad about that. But then it was my homegirl that was, you know, my girl back in the day, and I taught her the ways and how she was doing whatever she was doing, Vanessa Banks. You know what I'm saying? You see, the name speaks for itself. Remember, that was one of the main things. It was like, wow. And you got to look at it like this: drama, everybody could talk that rah-rah, but as soon as you die, there's no pause, there's no rewind, there's no let's do it again, let me see if I can get my leg replaced or my heart replaced or my kidney replaced. When you die, there's no rewind. Life goes on.
I'm going to definitely go back to the archives. Miss Banks definitely was like a regular personality host on Philly Shine Radio. She supported me so much, and I support her. And that is like just like the epitome of drama going wild and her being murdered and her and Nook, even Nook, like Nook, you call the show all the time. I get choked up sometimes because I can't even think of that situation. I couldn't even get to the funeral. I really couldn't. And it's like too much. It's like, damn, how could you let it go that far? You know what I'm saying? And that's the key thing. Like, we all have to respect that we're humans. Nobody's perfect. And you know what I'm saying? We have to come and find a compromise. Definitely.
And I call it, and I guess everybody will understand, I think everybody has a blackout moment. I call it the blackout. Niggas that murder people, that even go to the rape part, I call it the blackout moment. A lot of people know better. A lot of people know better is wrong, but it's some people that really just black out and don't know what the hell is going on. But you know what's better and you know what's right for wrong. And
no,
I think some people... No, you got it. Let me finish. Let me finish. What I'm trying to say is a blackout moment where people know better what they're supposed to be doing, which they shouldn't be doing it. It's the majority of people that's out there that do have blackout moments, but some idiots is just idiots, plain and simple. I'm not using that for an excuse.
On some words, I know it's not an excuse, but I know you're not trying to use it as an excuse, but me being a crazy person that I grew up, you know what I mean? Like, getting into shit, like, growing up. You know what I mean? I used to get into a lot of shit. After a while, I learned control. You know what I mean? After a while, I learned priorities. I learned, you know what I'm saying? It's not always about a quick reaction. It's not always about showing and proving. You know what I mean? It's not always about my pride. It's about I might lose things. But I've been a mother since I was 15 years old. So I had to, you know what I mean? Not be so gangster, not be so, you know what I mean?
I agree with you there, and I was going to say that I agree with Homeboy too with the blackout moment, but it all goes back to people and their pride. Like, some people can't just let shit roll off their back. It's their pride, and it's the company you keep that's hyping up the situation, that's hyping you up, for you don't know what's going to happen. I done seen niggas who let their pride get in the way, they let their homies get in the air, and then they get aired out. Now everybody got on wrestling T-shirts. Like, people need to just check their egos at the door.
But, yeah, definitely. Thank you, guys. Oh, go ahead, Banks. You were going to say something because I have another caller. Shout out to everybody listening in. If you want to join in, press 1. You got the floor. Gene, stop.
My fault. Nah, but it's just, it is, what you said about you grew up and you matured, that's the difference between everybody else. Everybody that had the opportunity, a chance to have a child and grow up to mature. Most people that had that backbone that was behind them, even if you didn't have a backbone, you had enough sense in your head to say, you know what, I'm going to go the right way. Because I did some dumb stuff, too, even being who my dad was and who my family members were. I had some situations where I did some dumb stuff, but I knew was right from wrong, and I knew was better. And some people had that aura, just like my homeboy said. It was like his bulls hyped him up to get to where he was at, man. But I love your show, man. This show got me. I usually don't talk this much, man. You don't usually don't hear me this much, but this show popping. I'm a fan.
A lot of people. But we gonna hear some music being played and shit. You know what I mean? Definitely. Shout out to PhillyHotRadio.com. Right? Is that what it is?
Yep. And one more thing. Just to get something out real quick. This Tuesday, what we're doing is the single to mix and mingle party for ladies. Ladies' night out party, and I got the girl from Passionate Parties giving out. She's doing some kind of some kind of basic bag for the ladies, which is gonna be something real, real, real sexy. Where we're throwing, you know, the parties for the girls' night out for the singles, and we got some other stuff that's up our sleeve that I'm not even gonna say. They just need to get down there. But Tuesday, with you being down there and everybody else down there, was doing one thing.
You talking about pleasures, right?
Passionate
parties. All right, well, that's what's up. Yeah, I'll definitely be through there. And thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm about to check out these people. Peace to you, Gene Banks. We got a, another caller listening in from 267-975. And Luch, I've been open your mic. What's up, boy? I know you're not a boy, that's a man. But 267-975, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, Fire Mitch?
Oh, hey, honey. Welcome back to the show. Definitely, you got caught up in all that drama, too, a little bit on Sunday. How you been?
Yeah. I've been on shows, working, still in the music shit, man.
I'm still waiting for you to email me some music.
I mean, I don't want to put nothing out until I really get at least 12 solid tracks under my belt. You dig me? Like,
I mean,
the joint I sent you, you can have for the show. Like,
yeah,
the joint you got, you can have that joint for the show. But let's go to this topic. Like,
yeah, how do you deal with drama, Mitch?
Well, you see how I dealt with drama. I get out of Dodge. You saying like I've been through too much shit for me to even stick around. Like, I get out of Dodge for me to even argue, because I'm not an argue type of dude. I'm a really action type of dude. For me not to take actions and get into some handcuffs, I'd rather make a phone call or get the fuck out of there. But a lot of people's assholes these days, it comes from Philly. I see a lot of shit happen. Like, you dig me? Between
yeah,
the cops and between the bullshit and females starting shit, you know, but.
Oh, my God, yeah. Females kill me sometimes.
Females always, like, females,
oh
a lot of niggas getting killed over
man,
females.
Man, 80% of niggas die from females, dog.
Right, man,
yes,
females
right,
get a nigga
yes.
pop, like, over some
yes.
pussy. And it's always
oh
the baby moms that's doing this shit. The baby moms
oh
are doing this.
Oh, my
really
God.
Getting niggas
this
locked up and killing
way.
Shit, man. Between setting niggas up.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Yes,
between
oh
setting niggas
God.
Up, between starting bullshit
oh,
drama,
shit.
Between starting rumors, like, this shit gotta stop, but.
But
yeah,
no,
like,
I agree with that. No, honest, I was gonna say, I agree with that with the whole setup part, but at the end of the day, man, niggas gotta be men and start using your
right.
head. Like,
right,
like,
right.
I mean, women gonna be women. They talk just like women. They gonna
yeah,
be
they gonna
women,
win
but,
regardless. They gonna win regardless.
Yeah,
man.
But niggas gotta sit there and think, like, all right, is this something I really wanna go through? Like you fighting over chicks and all that from some shit she did? That sucker shit.
Mm-hmm.
So a sucker gonna get what a sucker deserves.
You're right about that, Squad, but I lost three of my motherfucking homies from setups on, like, you know,
yes,
come see me, baby,
happening.
And you get there,
right.
And that nigga there waiting for you and shoot you in your fucking head. That's
right.
What's
right.
Up.
But no,
that's
right.
So
that's why,
that.
That's
it ain't
why
no
I excluded
that.
No, that's why I
ain't no voice.
It's kind of crazy.
You can't say
yeah.
you can't say it's over pussy because the female set you
yeah.
up because of some dick or some money.
Yeah, you can't avoid that. You can't use your brain on that because you think you're gonna see a girl.
Right.
Exactly. And then at the end of the day, like that's like the oldest trick in the book. Like that happens so much, it's like
mm-hmm.
ridiculous. But I just lost a homie and it was just like all this bullshit behind. His murder, and then everybody's just like, oh, it was accident, oh, it was this, but then they saying, oh, it was that bitch, and I'm like, oh, I don't even want to hear it, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
I got a close friend that got killed last year, his name, JB, and they said a female was there, but the female was not there, she was in incognito, but at the same time, the female set the whole thing up, man.
I got you, Luch. Yeah,
honestly,
yeah, that's just crazy.
Locked me and shit.
No, I got you. I just opened you up, damn it.
Yeah,
what you
ain't no avoiding that one,
up.
Though. Ain't no avoiding that one when a nigga set, when a chick set you up, come see me. And you get
nah,
on your car and get shot.
It
yeah.
is avoiding. It is avoiding. Stop fucking strange women, men. Like, seriously.
Nigga, you stepped on my sneak. You like, what? Nigga, niggas a shot even his head. Like, some things you can't avoid.
Certain positions
you get put in, you can't avoid.
Some people are really, really thrown the fuck off.
I look at it like this.
Everybody got a certain amount of time on this earth. You know what I'm saying? When it's your time to go, ain't no avoiding that.
Right.
Exactly.
At the same time, a nigga can't play God because they got something on their chest to get off. A nigga can't play God because a random motherfucker snapped on their sneaker. Like, you can't do that, man. You gotta let shit slide.
$60
sneaker is taking somebody's life, though.
Check on a couple more callers. Definitely thank you guys for your opinions, and I got some crazy music I'm about to play. Like, I got to show love to my ladies. Like I said, Sisfly, Hot Chalk, Amish Fire, B-Dot, Miss Kitty, we all within the one track. Shout out to Prez Roots for producing that joint. Definitely keeping it official.
Hey, before you go to music, I got actually one question. Philly Dom, something about she died or something. What was that? I didn't hear
Philly Dom died?
Well, I heard somebody, you said somebody died. A few females died.
Oh, not Philly Dom.
No, because I heard Dom, and I was like, somebody, I heard a few females died, and I heard Dom, and I'm like, what the fuck?
No, a woman named Vanessa Banks was murdered. We didn't talk about her. I'll never mention that girl's name. I can't even believe it.
All right, my man, go ahead.
We avoided drama. Luke, damn. Shit.
All right, here's your business, man. Go ahead.
This is how you control yourself, you know what I mean? I really don't like her, but I'm not going to say nothing else. But if you move the show along. And Luch starting ass. Ain't no knock-knock truth teller.
No, the reason why I said that because I heard you give a nice eulogy.
I'm about to mute you now. Now he's been muted. It's like, no, I'm unmuting you now. We don't even have to clean it up. We just say no more. Say no more. Say no more. You don't have to explain it. Say no more. Truth teller in the building. What's up, boom?
What's up? I was just listening, you know, to what they had to say, you know.
I feel my voice coming back. Y'all hear me sounding all clear and stuff? Like, that's all I
need. Let me find out. You just wanted to hear my voice. That's it.
No, it wasn't you. But shout out to everybody tuning in. We got a call from the 856. I'm going to take your call before I go in and play some of this music. My freaking switchboard is up. 856-956, welcome to Philly Sky Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, 856. How you doing?
What's up? Chilling, just checking you out, Chanel. I'm just being honest. I tell you, I came through Sunday or whatever, and I was chilling with Cement City. Shout out to Mischief, you know what I'm saying? Take a picture of my good side.
Yeah, that's my shit. As a matter of fact, I was going to go into that track. I wanted to hear it because, they did perform that track. And thank you so much for coming through. Did you enjoy yourself?
Who's speaking?
It's Gina Davis.
Who?
Gina.
Gina.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Listen, y'all. Y'all can't just shout out like that. Y'all make it sound real crazy. Please. I'll leave your mics open, but please. Don't talk
about it. I want to know how I ain't get a shout out. Like, I wasn't on this. Take my
picture from he don't
like
know you. You got to get to know you now, so calm down. Damn.
They bought me out, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I definitely appreciate you showing love. We we had to calm those guys down. But that was Dillinger, who's actually featured on the song with Mischief, Take a Picture, and also her label mate, Lucci, Guapstar Lucci, from Seaman City. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to definitely show some love to my girl Mischief and Dillinger and play the song for you. Because I was actually going to do it anyway. No, it's not a request, guys. But I wanted to know, how do you deal with drama? And sometimes I know it's kind of crazy living in a small city like Camden. It's like everywhere you go, it's like you're, you know what I mean? It's a different neighborhood. How do you find yourself dealing with drama if it's ever come to you?
Just staying humble. Not letting nothing, you know what I'm saying? Not letting nothing take me out of my zone. You feel me? If I stay humble, like, that's one of your best assets that you can have, just being humble and not letting little stuff, let this little stuff go. It's bigger and better things to get to, bigger and better things and places to go, you know what I'm saying? Drama is just, you know what I'm saying? Just,
that's right.
I don't deal with it. I be on the humble, you know what I'm saying?
But one thing I wanted to touch on, and the reason why I said in the post-drama, like, please, guys, do not think that it's always good to just let things fester. Sometimes you need to vent. Sometimes you need to find a compromise. And we're going to have a show coming up where you could be able to bring us your drama, and we talk about it, and we make everybody feel better, you know what I'm saying? Maybe even give some people some advice and ways to really compromise, because we got to love each other, because it's a lot of craziness going on, and we got to do our part, right, Truth Teller?
That's right. You know, you got, this would be like an outlet where if you just want to get something off your chest, just call in and just let it out. You can be anonymous. You know, if you want to be anonymous, you have to let us know ahead of time. And, you know, it can be anonymous.
At the end of the day, yeah, we just want you to let it off. Let it off your chest. We also, I got my boys open back up. But we got another caller who called back. I didn't know who you were, but thank you for calling back. 267-650. Welcome to Philly Shop Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, squad. This is Seaman City Young Zoo.
Young Zoo. And Zoo, without saying too much, you didn't need to apologize to me at all. You heard me? Without saying
too much, you
didn't need to apologize to me at all. I appreciated it, but you didn't need to. That's all I want to say.
No, because at the end of the day, I'm a gangster and a gentleman. You know what I'm saying? I got morals.
That's cool. But we're going into this music. Shout out to my girl, Mischief and Dillinger.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Mischief and Dillinger.
They on the, with Dillinger on the line, Luch on the line.
Oh yeah, what's up,
squad?
What's up, boy?
Oh, yeah, shout out to Luch. Southwestern is
Young
too. Southwest.
Southwest.
Southwest. Young boy in the white T-shirt in this joint too. That's how y'all know this fuck out of here.
Shout out to Southwest, but shout out to Honest. She had them pants on. God damn. Let me talk about my baby, dog.
I love my pants I had on. They was worth every dollar. They was doing one thing.
Hey, cuz, I'm going to do one thing to your eye when I see you, nigga.
Niggas blowing up my jack, cause them niggas gon' wait. I be rolling up the Tommy, making sure my shit is straight. So when I step up in the club, make sure the camera's straight. Now wait, take my picture, go on get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture. Go on, get my hips now. Take my picture. Go on, get my good side. Flexing like everywhere. I think I like this 2 times. Haters gonna hate. I'm chugging up the 2 signs. Bitches say they next. Well, shit, it must be 2 lines. I keep it duggy. Change up my appearance. And I never like the same. Bitches lean on interference on my job all the time. Get a pic while I shine.
I'm a drunk from the sky. You just say, oh, you're blind. It's a cold day, so you gotta live for the moment. If you know that you the shit, baby girl, you better own it. All these cameras gonna be flashing, all these haters gonna hate. But I don't give a fuck, cause it's all about me. See, I'm headed to the club and I'm already late. Niggas blowing at my jet, cause them niggas gon' wait. I'll be rolling up the Tommy, making sure my shit is straight. So when I jump up in the club, make sure the camera's straight. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait,
take a picture, nigga, shorty, take a picture with me. If you ain't heard, I'm the flyest nigga in the city. Them 4 pounds full of hollows and I keep them with me. I'm getting dirty money, baby, mama, my name ain't Diddy. Dick me, 187 is the street committee. Forever we keep it gritty, see my city rolling with me. Club night, so you know I got the models with me. But don't trip, miss, just still mobbing with me. Whoa, you way ahead of your life, I can't front. I'm in love with celebrity life, and that's the reason why your baby mom hailing the pipe. So either that, or I'm giving a pipe, get it right. Cause, what's my name? Tell them what it be's like. Tell them who I be's with, and tell them what I eat like. See, I'm living a dream, yeah, this a dream life. That's the power, I got my pick on the screen, right?
See, I'm headed to the club, and I'm already late. Niggas blowing up my jet, but them niggas gon' wait. I'll be rolling up the Tommy, niggas show my shit is straight. So when I step up in the club, make sure the camera's straight. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait. Yes, I'm glamorous, pull out the camera. Got my whole squad in the acting like animals. Middle fingers in the flick, niggas grabbing on these dicks. Bitches grabbing on these tits, square without a kind of mix. Get my good side, not that it's a bad one. I just like to be prepared whenever like flashing at the party at my house. Yeah, that's getting cracking. We all grown, baby, so you know what's about to happen. We got dudes here getting it on, and they leaving now, fuck 6 in the morning. We kick them out when we laugh and shit happen. He tried to call my number, but I changed it, he's a has-been. Past tense, I don't fucking know. You niggas do the same, so I'm just giving you the cold shoulder. Yeah, it's fucked up, you thinking I'm a bitch? Just about a minute ago,
you was all up on my dick.
I'm headed to the club and I'm already late. Niggas blowing up my jack, but them niggas gon' wait. I'm rolling up the Tommy, niggas show my shit is straight. So when I step up in the club, make sure the camera's straight. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait, take my picture, go on, get my wrist. Now wait.
Shout out to everybody tuning on the show. Press 1 if you want to join in on the topic. We're talking about dealing with drama. Drama. Yes, boo.
I have a question.
And wait, I got to give a shout out. What you just heard was Dillinger and my girl Mischief. Wait, take a picture. Go on, get my good side.
But
what you
going to
say?
Dillinger. Celebrate?
Huh?
Say twin.
Let me open his mic back up. What do you want to say to him?
Say twin.
Yo, twin.
Yo, which side is your good side?
I'm all around with it.
You're
all around with it.
Right, let me stop. I don't really have no
guests.
I just take good pictures.
Shut up. Yeah, you do. You're definitely very photogenic, and I like you on camera too, Rob, the chocolate. So, but shout out to Tina Live 215. It's so funny. I was about to tell my son about him, right? And then my son was telling me about him at the same time. Like, that shit was funny as shit. So, Tina Live, you definitely got a movement, and we feel you. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my goodness. I love this shit out of everything you're doing. I fucking love it. Yes.
He on air?
No, I was just shouting him out. He on Twitter.
My nephew on one of his episodes. That shit funny as shit.
Which one?
With John KP. When he pulled a burner out on him, about
remember
they was working the sneaker
so
store.
Funny.
That's
yes.
My nephew. You can have the bitch. I was already playing, dog. Hey, that's my real nephew.
Yo.
That shit was funny.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
so,
I think
like,
it's crazy.
For some real shit, yes. Philly stand up. On some real shit, he's definitely entertaining as hell. Like, he doesn't need anything. I got you. I will kick a bitch ass for you just because, like, yeah, I do it in the alleyway. Nobody will know that I did it but you. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm
oh,
yeah, I don't know. Like,
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. You know what I'm saying tonight, even dealing with the topic of drama. And my motto is the quiet must always be kept. And sometimes it definitely takes that extra care to keep things quiet. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying, but pretty much like you don't want to have it to where as though you draw too much attention. And maybe you might have to get some things off your chest. You know what I'm saying? But the best thing to go upon is somebody know you did it. Like, what do you want to do? Like, you couldn't do it. It wasn't things. Like, prove that shit, nigga.
Zoo hung up?
Huh?
Zoo hung up?
No, Zoo's still here. Zoo's here.
Yeah, I'm here. I just know
that
everybody's
talking. I'm surprised you ain't saying nothing about that, about me.
Because I didn't ask him yet. I'm getting ready to ask him the question. You want to see the Loop Show? I think it's the Loop Show now.
No, this is the Honest Fire. This is the Honest Fire. My bad. I'm quiet for the rest of the show.
Ready to beat people up and talk about my pants and stuff. Like,
I'll be playing about them dick dogs, man.
Follow. So what did he call the pants?
What you saying?
What did he call the pants?
I don't know.
We're playing about some dick thighs, man.
Okay. But no, I want to ask you, Zoo, you know what I'm saying? The topic question for tonight. What is your way of handling drama? And what I mean by handling it, I mean like not letting it get out of control. Like, what is your best way of handling
drama? I tell Nato to cut the track on and I step in the booth.
Okay.
Hey,
I don't know, like,
hey, Zoo, give it a rip. Keep it a nigga funny.
Radio, when I tell you is I control myself so much. Like, I remember it was a time where I actually went out with my girlfriend or whatever, and we were at this club, and you know how it is when you give your people, you like, here, hold this for me. You know what I'm saying? Lucha, you like, here, hold this for me because I'm doing something more. You know what I'm saying? It was a CD. I'm like, here, hold my CD for me. Or whatever. So she was like, all right, cool, I got you. And we were getting ready to leave. So as we walk outside, I'm like, all right, hand me my CD back. And she was like, oh, I sat it down. And I'm like,
wow.
Damn, really? Like, you sat it down? Like, why would you do that? I asked you to hold it. If anything, you should have just gave it back to me. And she's like, oh, it's just a CD. Like, who cares? Like, whatever. So I'm like, damn, like, all right, well, whatever. Like, fuck it. Like, I don't give a fuck. And then as we get in the cab, she like, yeah, I don't know why you're worried about a CD anyway. You need to get another one. I was like, first of all, you're not going to tell me what I could get when you could have just gave me my CD back or whatever. So then she was just like, it's just a stupid CD. You could get another one. And then just got real ghetto. And I'm just like, all right, stop talking to me about it. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you obviously didn't give a fuck. I know that you don't give a fuck, so I don't need to be around you, dumbass, no more. Like, fuck it. Like, I'm cool. We in the cab, mind you. Then this bitch, like, want to jump up. Like, she wanted to get in my face because, you know, I'm just like, you ain't going to do shit to me, bitch. I don't give a fuck. Like, you are not, it's not worth it to me to really want to get mad at you over a CD. And then she jumps up in my face. I swear, I just smushed her face into the cab window until we got to her stop. You know what I mean? Like, you're not moving. You're not fighting me. I don't care. Wriggle all you want. But you're not going nowhere. I'm not going to fuck you up, because I respect your family. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't just like a regular person to me. Well, her family, I was cool with her husband, and I was cool with her girlfriend or whatever. So I wasn't going to just beat her up, you know what I mean? So I just held her, calmed her down, and then kicked her out the car when she got to her stop. Paid for the cab, like, go. Fuck away. You want to fight in the alleyway? Just get off your chest. She said no. I'm like, fine. Keep it moving. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to sometimes want to control situations. Like, don't let them control you. Like, can y'all relate to that? Like,
I
couldn't let it consume me. And shout out to all the people tuning in. I see you, Philly. If you guys have anything y'all want to tune in and chime in about, artists you want to show off, we follow back, we network here. Definitely press 1. I'm going to get to your call. I got to go into some music. I was waiting for the ladies to call in to play our track, but since they're not here yet, I definitely got a bunch of shit in the switchboard so that I can play and show love. I'm going to go and take this time to show love to my headliner who came through on Sunday, did a fucking show. Like, you could tell they rehearsed. You could tell they did everything in there. 8K Music. Shout out to you, Ready Rock. I definitely appreciate it. And, guys, check out his videos, and you will appreciate this. Like, because ass and hip-hop go together. Check out my boy, Ready Rock. This song is called Rockin'. It's my shit. All I want to do is just try to get a million to the city. I know I'm fucking up, but I love it.
Ready? Hey, look. All I do is think about how to get a million to a billion. Stack it to the ceiling. If you say you real, then you know this how I'm feeling. Middle finger to the maiden. Hey, show 'em how you feeling. Keep it rocking, 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 rocking. Ready? Keep it rocking, 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 rocking. Look, I got it rocking, 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 rocking. Ready? Keep it rocking, 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 rocking. Hey, look. All I do is think about how to get a million with that money on my mind and tell them bitches that I'm busy in the kitchen with a pigeon, about to split it down the middle. My dope is so official, like the man who got the whistle. All my niggas mobbing over bananas with them hammers. With them hammers, throw a bullet like an 89 Montana. Know a chick from Alabama, she be talking country grammar. Up and down on the pole, ass clapping for the camera. I'll be rocking, I'll be chilling, throwing shots back at the killer. Everybody said he real, but none of them familiar. I'll be walking what I'm talking, I'll be talking what I'm living. Took my swag. Look at how I do it. I be out here moving with my shooters. Keep a Johnny rocking. Call me Joe Bazooka. I be on that loud. My kush was super duper. Ready, make it hot. But my jeweler made me cooler. I maneuver past the troopers. Money longer than a ruler. And you know it's money. Yo, the bitches, no excuses. Hey, look. All I do is think about how to get a million to a billion. Stack it to the ceiling. If you say you real, then you know this how I'm feeling. Middle finger to the maiden. Hey, show 'em how you feeling. Keep it rocking, 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 rocking. Ready? Keep it rocking, rocking, rocking. Look, I got it rocking, rocking, rocking. Ready? Keep it rocking, 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 rocking. Look, all I do is think about how to get a million to a billion. Stack it to the ceiling. If you say you real, then you know this how I'm feeling.
Rockin', 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 rockin'.
Yo. Pressure in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo, you barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sound crystal. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitties suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cough. Looks good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My autumn all break bitches, I make them fall, then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride, and fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These tats on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili, cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
I'm back. Cool. Even the phone cuts me off sometimes, but here we are, Philly Shine Radio, special edition Wednesday. We talking about drama. Shout out to Seamus City in the building, all crazy. And we just had a caller from Jersey just press the 1. Tune into the show, 856-254. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Man, what's good?
What's up? What's your name?
Slug and Looch, man, what's good?
Oh, definitely chilling. You listening to the show, we talking about handling drama and, of course, showing off. Are you an artist? Are you on Twitter? For sure.
You know, I do my thing, rapping, you know what I'm saying? Been rapping for some years now. You know what I mean? Trying to, you know, get this career off the ground right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my whole team, Ugly Face Empire. You doing it, you know what I mean? I heard you on Air It Out Radio the other night, so I had to, you know, check you out, man. So I like what you're doing over here.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Shout out your Twitter for it so I can be able to follow you.
Oh, Sluganucci, at Sluganucci. It's Sluganucci. Holla at me, you know what I mean? I got bars all day. You know what I mean? We do some.
Okay, that's
my thing.
That's I'm going to make sure I hit you up because maybe we can have you come out to Philly and you perform on my show, my showcase, Diamond Spotlight. Everybody always has a great time. You know what I mean? All about showing off and networking. So,
I'm definitely trying to do that. Definitely.
All right, that's what's up. Well, you got to answer the question, Sluganucci. The topic question for tonight is, how do you deal with drama? Like, how would you control a dramatic situation?
I'm going to be honest, I have problems with that. You know what I'm saying? I got a real bad temper. I can't control things too much. I like to just go ham on stuff. I have problems with that. I try to pray to God to help me deal with that time. It gets crazy sometimes, you know what I mean?
And to knowing that you have that type of lack of control, I guess you could say, is half the battle and admirable, you know what I'm saying? Because it's you that has to calm you down, you know what I'm saying? You got to find that strength somewhere. But yeah, definitely that helps.
I try to stay away from negative people, you know what I'm saying? I try to stay around positive people, you know what I mean? Because negative people can keep you down and keep you around them negative situations. So that's why I try to stay around positive.
Yeah, you
know what I mean? But sometimes you just can't help it, so.
you can help it. And that's what I want to tell people. Please be G about your shit. Control your drama. Don't get caught. That's what I'm asking y'all. Don't get caught. That's all I'm saying.
If you want to do it inconspicuously.
Yeah, thanks for joining the show. That's what I promote. Don't get caught, okay?
That's what it is. I was trying to put some bars for y'all, but
I don't do that on the show, but I just text you so you can have my contact, and I'll let you know how everything run over here. But
That's what it is. Well, I thank y'all for having me on the show. Everybody check me out on that Twitter. And, y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. Shout out to Philly.
Chill out with it. You might see something else that you like. You know what I mean? You ain't got to hang up, but just take another call.
I'm on the line.
All right. Well, yeah, thank you, Slugger. We got a caller from the 774 area code. I don't need to say anything else about your number. That's an odd area code for me. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dottie. I'm calling from Boston.
Boston.
I want to know if you guys
welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you guys played Coconut Water by Guap Funk.
How many? Loot.
I'm fans everywhere.
Loot.
Coconut Water. Guys,
I'm going to tell you, that was a shout out for Coconut Water.
That's the shit. Get in there again.
But definitely, shout out your name, Miss Boston.
Dottie.
All right, Dottie, thank you so much for calling in. I have one of the rappers from Coconut Water on the line now. You might as well introduce it, Luch, because this is not going to interrupt my show anymore.
It's Quapstar, you know what I'm saying, Young Zoo. You know, they got Dillinger on the line. You know, City.
We're about to show them some goddamn love. I don't do requests on the show. You don't request nothing. You do what I ask, but because I fuck the show, we going in. Coconut Water. Coconut Water.
Everything straight, that's word to my product. Something like a pimp, cause these hoes got a lot of. But it's money over hoes, I mean kinda sorta. But this one special bitch got that
coconut water.
Be licking it up, since she come on my throat. Then I might go to a center, give her all back strokes. This little chick so bad, and I'm Darion jeans. Make a nigga wanna wipe that to get in between. Yeah, I take it that far, give her half my profit. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, she be eating my sausage. Back doors be knocking, neighbors knowing my name. Point blank, period, tear the ass out the frame. Yeah, I'm on that shit, little nigga freaked out.
feeling myself, but I ain't using my hands. Niggas love that I'm thick, juicy fruit in my pants. I be walking my walk because I beg up my talk. 5'8 cappuccino, you gon' love from the start. Not my fault that you mad, clear to see you with zero. The way I'm licking my lips, he worship me like a hero. Plus I'm sweet like a mango, so if you give me a squeeze, I'ma flood this whole place and leave you so to your knees. Whoa, love that I'm pretty, size D's on the city. All my bitches is fly, hands up if you feel me. And when we step in the party, nothing but ass in the place. The way I shake, 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 I know you want you a taste. Got you weak in your knees, for this coke in the water. Real, recognize real, so you know he gon' spoil her. I'm a certified diva, so you better respect it. He say he a bad boy, well I'll teach him a lesson.
On the job again, boss so hard, wanna ride with him. Club in the club, bug sliding in. By the bars out, I'm dropping 10. Pull the cars out, hoes hopping in. Slop my knives, sloppy chin. Blast me off, give me top again. Ain't no stopping till I say win. Face down, ass up. Stick that monkey in your butt. All that donkey in that truck made me bust my coconuts. Almost made me slow it up. Nigga, damn, that quarter homie. I kick that back door down like a fucking robbery. I play no games with these days, I do my fame properly. Ain't no lames in my game, we all the same copy. Your niggas nothing like us. Bunch of carbon copy. Your words are spreading everywhere. That mean your bars are sloppy. Use a nutty buddy. Your bra smell the same. She gave me good tune-ups. Y'all niggas call it brains. What you think is big bucks to me is small change. I got them white girls searching for that soul train.
Crazy. Definitely, we fucked with coconut water, and we heard the demand. Shout out to everybody who showed love, and you, Dottie, for calling in. You represent from Boston, showing love to everybody. You don't do any new requests, but you called all the way from Boston. I couldn't waste it. But definitely welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Did they tell you tonight's topic? Dottie, hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Did they tell you what tonight's topic was?
No.
Well, tonight's topic, we're talking about drama and how would you deal with drama when it comes. Like, how do you control a dramatic situation?
I don't get into drama.
Oh, that's right. So when drama, somebody try to bring it your way, you like, I ain't got time for it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right. That's positive. Avoid it. Definitely appreciate that. And then, Luce, like I said, you got your people's showing love on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yo, if it's just me, but why do I listen to coconut water and all I hear is to enroll in the college program called 1-800. What the fuck was that?
Yo, Philly Shine X.
And that shit hung up on me.
These commercials. They be wanting people to buy stuff. They want me to make money off of it. I don't know. But
so I ain't
happen
to none of y'all?
Let me see. Dillinger just came back on the line. That's what it normally say, I guess, sometimes when it cuts you off.
Yeah.
The same
Philly
thing
Shine.
Like, thank you. Do you have car
insurance? Wait. I got it. That's the way Philly Shine do with drama. They do that. They just say, help all people.
I was like, shout out to Dollar Boss, too, and LDG. They did their thing on Sunday as well.
Yes.
Really appreciated
you
guys coming through.
But you going to tweet me, though, honest, though? You going to tweet me, though?
Of course I'm going to tweet you. You two taking over my show. Of course I got to tweet you.
Wait.
You
got
to
get
back to people the questions. I'm like, geez.
It's
all right.
I
ain't
even
going
to pay out Lucci to follow me on Twitter, though.
Yeah, I don't even follow you on Twitter. All right, y'all.
Look, y'all had that conversation. Bung yourself. We on the show right now. Thank you. Like, no, we all networking. I'm teasing y'all. Y'all not to get a little play bitch. I play a bitch.
Honest. I know one day I'm going to kick in your damn butt cheek if you don't come down there and give me that 16, man. For real, man.
Stop threatening my butt. Okay.
Yeah, get off of her butt.
You want some? No, man, what the fuck? Baby, I forgot you crazy. All right, shut up. I gotta kill you sneakily and shit. I gotta like, come here, give me a hug, baby. And just stab you.
Put him in the headlock.
Put him in the fucking neck. I'm so good. I love you. Shout out to my nigga in the building. Ah, shit, he hung up. Damn it, we talked too much. Arch Millie, I saw you on the line. And it's just as I was coming to you, you hung up, baby. But definitely, shout out to Arch Millie doing his fucking thing. Shout out to his people in New York, the Latin Radio, Urban Latin Radio. Definitely showed your girl a whole bunch of love on Twitter and shouted me out on her radio show up in New York. Big ups to you. Everybody doing crazy moves up here. A&E is his company. But I got to go into this track, y'all. Like, a couple of y'all seen this perform. Dillinger went crazy over the song or whatever. He's like, I got to do a collab with all y'all ladies. But we
you
just
see
went
where I was.
Five strong, you know what I mean, back-to-back, Princess B-Dot. Then you hear Miss Caddy. Then you hear Tiflon. Then you hear me. And then you hear Hot Shot. Definitely
oh, she got the cutest the little voice when she raps.
I know. Oh, there you go, Arch Millie. He called. He called. They wait before we go into the track. There you go. Welcome back to the Philly Shine Radio, Arch Millie.
What's up?
I'm chilling. You know what I mean? Showing off.
Hey, y'all. Hey, you doing your thing over there, baby?
Definitely. And I had to give you a shout out. I shouted out Urban Latino Radio from when they had you on the show and they showed me some love too.
Yeah. I shouted you out on there. You know what I mean? You show love all the way up in New York. That was major.
Thank you. Yeah,
you gotta get me on your show, man, so I can come up to Philly and show some love.
Yo, you missed Thorough Edition. That joint was so rocking. Shout out to Enes. It was so big
yes.
on Thursday, and I just had the Super Bowl Super Freak Edition. That joint was crazy. But my next one's going to be the Epic Edition.
You
got to
line me up so I can come
anniversary
up.
At Mill Creek,
you got to get me out there.
Gotta come.
Wait, he ain't even hear you because y'all both is talking at the same time. Try
it. You got to play that coolest nigga on the earth joint for the people.
All right, yeah, I got you. I can't upload it now. You just sent it to me. But I got you on deck. We gotta get a little interview. I want to talk to you, the artist. Like I was.
When you want me to come up there, you know there ain't no problem.
Well, we will definitely talk. Maybe the next Friday if you're in town or whatever. Cause you know
I'll be in town. You lock it in. You shoot me the email. I'll be out there, show some love.
Okay, that's what's up. We working down 12th and Spring Garden, guys. We got the full multimedia and recording studio. Get your videos done. Record everything. And get your Philly Shine Radio on.
Shout out to you. Shout out to Industry All Access. And make sure everybody go to archmillie.com. It's official. You know what I mean? We're going to make it do what it do.
All right. But, speaking of real nigga that you are, you know what I mean? Thorough and amazing. I've always admired that. I've never heard your name in any like type of bullshit in the city. And sometimes that's rare. For a person. Well, I mean, never, everybody has excellent everything to say about you. I want to know how and if ever drama is brought to you, how do you deal with it? Like, how would you control a dramatic situation?
I mean, drama is only entertained by ignorance. You know what I mean? I'm not an ignorant nigga, so I don't really entertain drama. I don't really entertain negative energy. You dig? So if it's a dramatic situation and we can't talk about it, then you know we just go our ways. You know what I mean? Real recognize real, babe. You know how it is.
Exactly, y'all.
People hate because you know what I mean. A lot of people hate you because a lot of people love you. It ain't. You know, a lot of people hate because they got a problem with themselves. You feel?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So when it comes to like drama, you know, I don't really entertain drama. We'll entertain that. We about money.
I know that's the fuck right. Say that again for the people in the cheap seat. We about money.
You know the cheap seat.
Hey, shit in the way, baby. You know what it is.
I definitely do, but you're the coolest nigga in the world. I think that you had it on YouTube.
The coolest nigga on the earth is everywhere. You know what I mean? We're on a little promo tour. We're about to be in Australia next month. Not April. We're in April in Australia. So we just going on like a little international promo tour with it, sponsored by Industry All Access. You know, I got to get you on something. The album is already done, Meet the Cool Guy. So
all right.
And I got to sing you the new joint, Meet T.I. and Big Country Kane just did. So I got to sing you that.
Yeah, definitely. Send it on over to me. I show so much love, you already know. Like, that's what I'm about. I'm about entertainment and people. And people do not want to come through no drama shit. Like, we can have some fun and poke fun at, like, celebrities or whatever because they don't have no repercussions to us, really. Like, it's insensitive, but whatever.
People gotta control their emotions. A lot of people don't have emotional intelligence. So a lot of people let emotions and anger, you know, dictate their decisions on how they handle certain situations. It really just got to do with yourself. Like, you know what I mean? If I don't really think no drama can be eliminated. I just think people is entertained by ignorance. You know what I mean? Some people just like drama.
Yes, that is so true. It can be controlled, like. That's why I was telling everybody earlier, like, I had this girl, like, trying to fight me in a car, and I just smushed her face into the window till she had to get out the car. Like,
you know what I mean? Trying to fight you for what?
Yeah.
You
I was
learning
like, that. Just, her being extremely ignorant, like, she dropped my shit. Then she want to tell me I could go get another one, and then just even be more ignorant to me, and then jump in my face. I'm like, bitch, I don't know what block you from, but... Eat the glass,
not
the glass.
Yeah, don't let the bitch knock you up your square. You too fly for that, honest.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I would put a bitch in a headlock in a minute till security come get her. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I ain't got a fight. Like, you acting all crazy, yeah. Bitch, I ain't small.
But I'm going to come up there Friday and show you some love. Y'all do what y'all do, man, and I'm going to keep supporting what you're doing. And,
Thank you, everybody,
at Arch Millie, I'm easy to find. And you just keep doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? You got a good name. I got a good name. That's what it's about. Stay sucker free. That's the only way to be, babe.
Exactly. Thank you so much, yo. Peace.
You're welcome, man. Y'all enjoy your night.
You too. Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll tell y'all, Arch Millie, a man in every circle. See him always out, always official, always the thorough people. And that's how you got to play things. And that opens up a whole lot of doors. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
See him going in Australia. Peace, brother. Right, that's amazing. I love it. We got one more call I'm going to take. Because I am looking for the ladies to call in before I play this hour. Fuck yeah.
All right.
You're
going to learn
tonight. 267-274. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Donnie. Calling from West.
Donnie? Is this my Donnie?
Yes.
My Donnie! You like, is Donnie from West? No, is it mine? Because everybody, I was another Donnie that called in. I was calling his shit a couple months ago. It was in two. I had to pitch myself real fast, like, make sure it was my baby. Definitely my sweetheart. We got a party together, honey. Miss you.
Yes, I know I miss you too. I've been falling back from partying, but I'm trying to get back up in there now.
No, well, yeah, you must have called in for a reason and probably to talk about this topic. So we're venting about drama, and I want to ask you, how do you handle drama when it comes to you? How do you handle a dramatic situation?
I don't respond to that shit. It's time to go ghost on that. If it comes to me, like, it's time to go ghost. That's all I have to do.
That's what's up. Just totally ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Go ghost, y'all. Drama comes, go ghost. Shout out to everybody listening in. everybody on hold it for a long time. I see you, callers. I appreciate it. But if you have something to say, if you're text line, I don't see Hot Shot number. I don't see Candy number. I don't see B-Dot number. But definitely press 1. We're enjoying you into this topic.
Hey,
you know what I mean? And we're all being positive tonight. Yes,
honey.
Yes.
Let me say one thing, baby. You better not mute me, because most of the time I'm on mute anyway.
I'm on your time. Like, I gotta get paid for this shit. Like, no.
I put my phone on mute so people can talk. That's real shit. It's respect.
All right. I got you.
Yeah,
exactly. You have amazing respect, you nigga. I love you.
All right.
But we're going to go in, and I'm going to show love. Like I said, we call this song Fist Power. First is V-Dot, then it's Miss Caddy, then it's Teflon, then it's me, then it's Hot Chop. Going in, I'm talking my bullshit. V-Dot talking her fly shit. Miss Caddy talking her bullshit. Teflon talking her, I ain't dealing with your shit. And Hot Chat telling them, yay, don't fuck with the ladies. But, President's gonna be EA or going in at the beginning. Definitely appreciate it, y'all.
Yeah.
Check out.
Yeah.
And
it's your boy EA all day. Put them taller seats down. Who run the world?
Back in the city. Yeah. I shut up everything I touch, I bring. Any track, anything. B-Dot, fuck their holler. They know the fucking name. Bitch, I'm like the Amtrak train. Stay out the fucking lane. Why are you a fucking rapper? I'm not entertained. But I'm flyer than your girl is. Skydive, gear on. I'm way fucking hotter. What is you here for? Had it up. Pretty girls, new jeans. All I know is money and music and play the party. Then they rotten and loving my swag. Haters, they faces be mad. Bitches, they know I'm the shit. Smelling it when I wear pants. Oh, yes, I'm too shy. Stop, fly on these motherfuckers and shades. May you stick to your stomach. They like the ocean color. I eat protein bars. I got muscle on me. Smackdown fever in the ring. Who wants to hustle with me? Burn you for them stacks. You couldn't hustle with me. Burn you on the track. You ain't fucking with me. Money talks. Yours whisper, but my cash here. I fell to my five in the building and I sit there. Caddy wagon floating by, they have my plans here. Caddy put the seal to you pussies like a pap smear. Shh, don't say shit, it's on a library. One beat, put gravy on it, call it Salisbury. Campbell's on the feet, next to hair, I call it Wildberry. Swag smooth as velour, and I rock solitary. Roll dice to AC, I limit, I'm a boss bitch. No back, makeup on the face, honey glosses. If I lose, who cares? It ain't my money, all the talk shit. What's the point of flossing? Live on Boston on the side, bitch.
Oh, never give up. Flash and turn my bitch up. Bang and turn my shit up. BD's up your pickup.
Yep.
Come out here, a lot of people don't want to see me, though. It's alright, it's okay, it's cool. Yup, I'm beaming up. Feeding what? Everything I need, I got. Come out here, making moves, watching currency swap. Got a pistol meaning that I just begun to pop. I think that me and my mom's and my pop, I'm something to watch. Classified section, not too many in my sector. That triple sub.
Ah, shout out to my ladies, B Dot, Miss Caddy, Teflon Hot Shot, me Hot Shot. Definitely going in, showing love on Philly Shine Radio. We got to get this joint mixed a little bit better, but we want to get it fucking right for y'all and show y'all some love.
Yes, who was the first person rapping?
That was my first time hearing that track. And y'all fucking flying that.
But who was the first person was rapping, though?
That was B-Dot.
Who was the second?
It was B-Dot, Miss Caddy, Teflon, me, then Hot Shock.
Oh, so you was like fourth.
I was fourth, yeah. I was fourth.
I'm up. Yeah, you better get the fuck to the studio.
Yeah,
y'all
gotta
shoot that video ASAP. I'm at that video shoot.
You just wanna see the chicks. Get out of here. I love what Hot Chalk said. She like, I'm sweet and sour like lemon. Shout out to all the women. You got a pussy, I got a pussy. We went there. I love it. Well, we all went in. I'm gonna take another caller before I go into some more music. I gotta show my niggas Blood Money some love. They fucking went in on my freaking email and nonfiction. You remind me of my nigga Looney Tunes. I love it. Like, I gotta get y'all niggas together. I know you can do shit like that. He do shit like that all the time. We definitely love Looney Tunes. He a VIP.
Yes.
/ artist from ATL. Go win in harder.
Matter of fact, he's on IM right now.
Yeah, but we got a caller, 267-251. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This Tops. Honest, what's up?
Who's this?
This Tops. Sexy Seven.
Oh, hey.
Shit.
Oh, what's up? Okay, I got you. Welcome back to the show. And Donnie, I still got you on the show, my girl, Donnie. Did you like that song, Donnie?
Of course I did.
That's what's up. Thanks for the love, baby. Thanks for the love. But Tobbs, you missed my shit Sunday.
I heard it.
Where was you at?
I seen it was popping. I seen the Twitter popping and all that. You was me saying a number of good things about it.
That shit was stupid.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Where did you spend your Super Bowl?
I stayed in the house.
You did?
I was supposed to come out there, but all my plans, I got stood up.
So, I'm teasing you. It's cool. It's definitely all love.
I stayed there.
Just say your name when you call in the show. Let me find out. Go ahead, Tyson. I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to show some love. That's all. I ain't want much.
Oh, well, you got to shout out to Twitter before I go in and open up this other line. This is crazy. I just said the name Nonfiction. You're going to live long. Before I go to my other caller, Top, please share your Twitter. Let everybody know what's good, because you definitely hot. I'll never forget you coming and helping out the show and doing your motherfucking thing.
Yeah, like we need a session one time. We need like a little cypher going on this show one day.
Well, yeah, we do. We do cyphers. I'll let y'all know. I'll probably do one next Friday or something.
Oh, all right. Well, get at me at Tops, TOPZ, 7ST. I mean, I follow back and all that. All music shit, you know what I mean? YouTube, Tops, 7ST, all my performances and all that. I go win. Book me if you want to holler at me. I mean, it ain't about shit. I mean,
a performer. Thank you, Tyler. Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning the show. Fall back, listen with us. We not done this show.
Yeah, I like your AV too, honest. I fucks with your AV.
You do. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I was showing everybody how to smile. That was meet my eyes smizing. You know, shout out to Tyler. Thank you.
What that cracking up in the background? What that laughing in the background?
That's the truth teller. She always acting all scary, my co-host. Say hi to
I'm not acting scary. I'm just letting them talk, you know, because, you know, I can talk over people. So, you know, I'm trying to be courteous.
Well,
and not
talk over
nobody.
Over people. You just
well,
yourself.
At me. Yo,
don't
at me. I want to see what you look like at me so I know it's real.
I got you. I'm going to tweet y'all together. But we got a little special guest in the building. What's so special about him, I just said today a name nonfiction. I was like, nonfiction
oh, wow.
Just flooded my email with all his music, reminding me of my VIP Looney Tunes. He's a producer / artist from ATL with the song Candy Hit the Floor. He would love that song. But welcome to Philly Town Radio, Fiction. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yo, what up? Yeah.
No, I'm chilling. Where you at, nigga?
I'm out making runs, about to go get some business taken care of. I can't speak on the details.
Hey, I don't need to know all that. We don't need to know all that. But definitely, shout out to Twitter before I do go into this track. Like you, I don't know. You gave me so much to work with. I put it all in the joint. And my niggas, y'all already know, I'll keep my switchboard flooded with y'all shit. I'm around with it. But I was blown away. I loved it. I loved the music. Thank you.
That's what's up, no doubt. Thanks for the support. My Twitter.
Show,
my
you got
to
show off your Twitter, and I know y'all got
fiction.
A couple shows coming up soon, too.
Yeah, we got a show out in New York on the 21st February. 50 Cent having a contest. They looking for some new artists. And the winner, I think, of the stack, and they put you up on the main page of the website and a whole bunch of other media. So that's what we got
great.
Coming up next. And then the 100 Strong mixtape, the Blood Money Pure Punishment, it's going to be the first mixtape that we put out together as a whole. So that's going to be crazy.
Nice. Yeah, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I fuck with that unity. And also, we're going to have the whole Blood Money Pure Punishment Entertainment on Philly Shine Radio next Tuesday. So everybody keep it locked. We're going to go into what makes this movement continue, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely call the movement because you got everybody dancing along with you. Like, my niggas in D.C., my niggas in Chicago know you. Like, a lot of people show your love, and I fucks with it.
Yes.
I had to show y'all some love or whatever on Sunday and put on my Whippin' to the Oils shirt that matched my shoes, too. I had the green little Whippin' to the Oils shirt with the pink lips. I mean, the red lips to match my red shoes, so we need to represent that.
That's what's up.
Well, I'm going to show Nonfiction some love on Philly Shine Radio, like I said. Coming soon, we're going to have a whole squad. I'm going to learn everybody's names and position and shit, because I don't even know. It's too many. I knew
exactly.
There's
like 100 deep.
Shout out to Roe. Shout out to you, Nonfiction. Shout out to AK. You know what I'm saying? Everybody shows so much motherfucking love. I got y'all. But matter of fact, I might even do Team No Sleep. That's my shit. I'm in love with this song. Yeah, I do like Panties Hit the Floor for my own special reasons. Like I said, Looney Tunes have turned me into a fiend for songs like that. They auto-tune stripper music, like I guess you could call it.
Find out you're trying to get a pole in your house.
No, I'm not getting a pole in my house. I hate a pole. Fuck a metal pole. That's evil. I commend all the women that go up to chewing. Like, it's a metal pole. What the fuck? But the second they turn it to, like, a cushion pole, I'm going to get on that joint. Like, a strong and shit, a cushion. I get on it. I squeeze that.
Yeah,
don't listen to my mind. I'm crazy. But we're going to show some love to Team No Sleep. Oh, yeah, Nonfiction. Be aware that it's my Too Freaky Tuesday where we have a topic that's just too freaky. Too freaky. So y'all be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Truth Teller be rolling her tongue and all types of shit. Oh, well, Truth Teller is my co-host. You already know Kia. She comes out to the shows all the time. She co-hosts my show with me. You know, Nonfiction. She was saying hi to you the whole time.
Shit, what up?
He see me all the time. I'm the little one. I'm the short one in the front, always.
Ain't shit little about you, goddammit.
I'm a fat bitch, all right?
You're a big short one, you mean. My book. The one that's always supporting y'all. Wake up in the morning, just a bit to the oils. I love that shit.
I'm going to wait for the time over there to go. Oh, wait.
Sweet, AK featuring Nonfiction in Row. You know what I'm saying? They go in, y'all. This shit high. You need to listen to my radio.
I'm going hard, I don't never take no days off. I keep on climbing up that ladder till I'm made ball. I'm going hard, I don't never take no days off. I keep on climbing up that ladder till I'm made ball. No, please, I get no, please, I get no, please, I get no. Going hard, I don't never take no days off. I keep on climbing up that ladder till I'm made boss. That's right, blood money and for funny, play the graveyard. 100 strong, we taking over, who gon' save y'all? That's right, every day we got a show, we be constantly moving. Different clubs, different states, they all just be loving the movement. Open up for me, open up for Gil, open up for Cass, South Street, open up for a lot of main artists that's in the game. Got my foot on the gas, moving fast while passing all you lanes. Ain't no keeping up, there is no competition. I just keep hard until I get the riches. That means no time for the sleep. Money on my mind, so I constantly eat. When I die, I'm asleep. A night on the block, making a bread, nigga, I'll be gone for a week. Nigga, I'm on my 40-year power. Taking the law, said they never found them. Fucking rats, I'm all about dollars. I'm not going out till y'all got a problem. Yeah! I'm going hard, I don't never take no days off. I keep on climbing up that ladder till I'm made ball. I'm going hard, I don't never take no days off. I keep on climbing up that ladder till I'm made ball. No, please, I get no, please, I get no, please, I get no, please, no, please, I get no, no, please, I get no, no money, no.
I go hard days off, I don't take them, I don't take them. I got bars, real bars, I don't fake them, I don't fake them. Model bras, pants off, why they shake them, why they shake them. I'm a pound, like a pound, watch me break them, break them, break them, break them down. That's out on Friday night, I'll be back Monday morning. That's 96 hours, no sleeping, I ain't even yawning. Them labels dropping, we ain't like what they brought to the table. So blood money, my entertainment, took money, my label. Why they hating and cuffing? Nigga, I don't want your hoe. All that paper they tucking. Nigga, I don't want your dough. But if I need it, you gon' give me all that. 150, 20, all those semis, give me all that. Give me all that. Put them where the stars at. I come from the bottom where they whip it hard at. Show me where your shooter at. I'ma look them in his eyes and they gon' be open wide. I ain't sleeping till I die.
I'm going hard. Climbing up that ladder till I'm made ball.
No parts of me getting no parts of sleep. I'm probably partial, different body parts. Moving around my sheets around the streets, I'm known for running. Everything I touch, of course, you got a couple of workers, but they don't pay you much. I pay so much attention. With a Smith and Wesson, Weston got you for your Jackson Franklin. Don't you think I'll leave you stankin', boy? Stank originator, authenticated is me. Who say that they HD, but I'm brown, they kill me, boy. I send the shit. shot. Let it go, of course. Had to let them know, but keep your cool for I straight break the chain and get the breaking bones. Face it, I ain't basic. Basically tired of waiting for these labels just to give me a curl. What they making, so I ate a couple. Maybe one pure P, labels done. Pocket long, made a ton. Feeling like I'm on some. Even if you made half what I made, and you'll be on one. Put my money in front of everything, lost my main one. Pressure.
Who produced that track?
I'm not sure. I believe it was an industry beat, actually.
Really? That shit hot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What song is that? I want to know. That's the industry beat. I want to know what song that is. That beat is fucking retarded.
I'm not sure. I think it was one of the producers off of SoundClick, but we probably going to get another beat made. So we got an original drone when we get ready to put it out officially.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hit up Big Face Denny. Who else got beats? He got some crazy beats. Rick Nice, you already know. But like I said, Tuesday, get ready. It's going down, 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 down. But it was crazy how I just said the name. Looch, what are you doing, Looch? Stop hanging up.
For some reason, I think that you hung up on me on purpose, man.
Well,
Oh, no,
you want to argue with me. I'm about to get Big Philly to beat you up. Big Philly.
Yo.
I'm about to beat that Big Philly in the building. He probably say I keep hanging up on him. Eat him up for me.
I'm joking.
It's not necessary. I'm just joking. But welcome back to the show, Philly.
What's going on, girl?
I'm chilling. What's going on in a battle? A street arena battle. I was talking about what you guys are doing earlier on the show. You know what I'm saying? How everybody could be able to show their skills and they do the battling and then they still are able to talk and shake hands and you know what I mean?
Honest.
I was asking Philly a question. Wait a minute. Wait. All right,
go ahead.
What was that? Like, he was smoking.
What you say?
I think you're smoking a doobie.
I'm on them things right now. I just wanted to ask you a quick question and shit.
Go ahead. What's your quick question?
How can I get my little cousin Zoo on that Madden win shit? He's a monster.
You said what?
How can I get Zoo on that Madden win shit?
This nigga got echo.
Oh.
He got two phones.
Nah, they ain't echoing like that. I don't know why my shit do. I got Sprint. I got all my bars.
You got Sprint.
Somebody else got the speakerphone on.
Well, no, it's cool now.
I just want to know how can I get my little cousin
Philly,
on that
let everybody
shit.
Know how they can get in on that battle. Niggas want to get in on that battle.
I'm taking people as they come, and then they got to show me something. Like, they got to send me, like, a battle or a hot-ass freestyle. I got to see if they ready, because it's getting to the point
do
where
ready. Tell them, Zoo, ready. Why do we keep hanging up? No, Zoo is the guy he was talking about or whatever.
he was the guy he was talking about. But go ahead, let everybody know how they can get in the battle, because he'll probably call back. Here he is.
I mean, well, basically, I'm building a league, and it's not really a set amount of numbers of people who are going to be in there, but I'm only looking for the hottest. Like, right now, I'm giving everybody a chance to develop their skills and get to the point where they, you know what I mean, can compete with anybody in the world. But in a minute, we're about to have a cut where it's going to be just the top niggas is really going to be battling on the main stage.
You gotta have a type of elimination round and somebody deserving, and I think that makes the competition that much better. And it focuses on it being a competition, you know what I'm saying, and not just like just throwing people in their rules. Because I'm going to tell you, it looked like we threw Stampede into a wolf that day in the Black and Noble. I'm like, oh, shit. What the fuck? Like, it's not even fair. This battle is not fair.
They gave me my own cool, people's own. What's the name of that joint at first? Before?
I'll tell you, Luch, he was saying that he wants to check out certain people's music first. Like, well, check out their skills before they're actually just able to come into being part of the battle and battle on the main stage. He's going to make it to where it's a competition. And when are you coming to Philly Shine Radio? Because on some real shit, we support Street Arena Battle Network. Right, Truth Teller?
Yes, we do. I'll be cracking up.
Oh, my gosh. She on here. This is my arch nemesis.
You know not to mess with me.
Okay, I got you. Nonfiction. Nonfiction.
Yo.
You still here? Yeah, my homie Gene Banks Jr. said that he wanted to get your whole squad to come through and headline a Tuesday down at Big Bang's. I was telling them that you wanted to come through or whatever, and that you missed it or whatever. No, I don't think I told him. I think I told somebody else. But he was, like, listening in on the show, I guess. He said he wants you guys to come headline Tuesday. I'll make sure I connect y'all. Or whatever.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Good looking on that.
How do we keep hanging up?
Who? Luch, hang up again? I'm not even on the screen. Now, it wasn't me, Luch. Now, I'm not even on the phone. I'm not even on the screen. Now, back on there for 19 seconds. What you doing, Luch, over there? Where you
hanging
up?
Nah, that college didn't keep popping up.
Trying
to roll me in college and shit.
Shout out to everybody listening on the line. If you have something to say, press 1. I definitely open up your mic and show you some love on Philly Shine Radio. We having fun tonight, talking shit, mostly showing off. Y'all know how it goes.
Big Philly still on the John.
What'd you say?
Big Philly still on the line.
Okay, I'm still there.
Didn't you have my folks, Major Lee, a part of you at first? The group, John?
Wait, you said, did I throw Major Lee a party?
No, I said, had Major Lee battling niggas before, my folks?
Major Lee, you can battle niggas down.
He's about to battle, February 24th.
Yeah.
Battling Realistic.
Let's talk about this. I gotta promote this. Can we get some details? What's going on? Details.
Well, this is the biggest battle that we had thus far. We got 11 battles. We got Major Lee versus Realistic, Scythe Raw versus Lady Carson.
Whoa!
Oh, my God, some lazy.
We got Jay Bird versus Rock Swag, Cage versus Diesel, West Philly Woods versus Flawless. We got Flames from West versus Nab Nasty from Chester. Million Dollar Cash versus Outlaw. Jay Free versus Mike. Mad Face versus Rizzy the Trap Boy.
Mad Face
versus Rizzy the Trap Boy from Haines Street.
Those
we
guys.
Got Bliss versus Eddie. Eddie from Detroit. He coming up here. We got Stampede versus Feast the Beast.
Uh-oh.
So it's gonna be some shit that day.
I'm gonna send you some shit though. We hear my cousin Blue, man.
Too. Lady Carson,
you need to get in that day.
Niggas bring their A game. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, just make
okay?
sure y'all come down. Well, I know you're going to be there finally, eventually.
You already know. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there
yeah,
on time.
I'm going to come there and get there all late.
The last battle, I'm so sorry. I came. I had such a long day, but I still went there. I had on some big-ass dungarees, some motherfucking big-ass T-shirt, and some some type of boot. I looked the freaking like a painter without the paint on me. But I came through. Yes, I had on dungarees. That's what they call the baggy jeans. I had on dungarees.
Hey, so, I know you ain't got long for your show, so I'm going to call you after if I can find out that information about getting a zoo on the jaw.
Yeah,
so.
Basically, go ahead, say it again for him, Philly, because his phone line was disconnected. And say it again for promotional purposes. Go ahead.
It's called Friday Night Fights. We starting a series there. It's this February 24th. Doors open at 6 p.m. because we got a lot of battles, so I want to start them early. It's going to be at Mills Creek, which is at 42nd and Chester Ave.
I know that.
We got 11 battles. We got a female battle. It's going to be crazy. Hosted by Vodka. It's going to be a nice night.
And co-hosted by Honest Fire.
And a rapper?
Co-hosted
yeah, the
by
Vodka.
Honest Fire. Okay. I'm co-hosting right. This shit, and I want to check. I'm co-hosting.
You're going to co-host it?
How much is it? How much is it? How much is it? How much is it? How much is
it? How much
is it?
How much is
it? How much is it? How much is it? How much is it? How much is it? How much
is it? How much is it? How much
We got another person special one, and definitely thank you so much for holding. It's kind of crazy on Philly Block.
That college shit ain't no joke.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mayor Malik, Southwest, 4 of them down. What's the deal?
Yo, what's good with you? How you been, dog?
I'm chilling. I'm calling up, you know, give you some love on your show. You know, let you know we trying, we grinding. And,
appreciate it. Can't stop the grind. Shout out to your venue. I know you're doing some crazy things over on Baltimore Avenue. Before the show go out, you got to go ahead and give us a little shout out. What's up with you, Mayor?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, I'm grinding. Mixtape coming out this spring. You know, title MIER, Mostly Intelligent, Extremely Relevant. You know, I got into the field of directing videos. You know, I just ordered 270 cameras. I'm shooting with the top notch shit. My edit game is stupid. And I'm giving opportunity for any rappers out there to go ahead and chop at me because you got other niggas charging y'all heads off. I'm cutting all they dicks. I'm charging niggas $100 a video.
I don't know. I'm going to have to mute his phone. We just opened up a multimedia studio. It's like, no, I'm joking.
But it's real rap. I'm cutting their dicks. I'm charging niggas $100 a video, and you get two.
Oh, I asked you to put out your prices, dang. Look.
Well, I got to give it. You know, listen, one thing about this shit.
I'm teasing.
You know, honest, you know me my whole life. When it comes down to this shit, it's you got to go put it out there while you got your chance, man. My thing is this. I want any rapper that's out there listening to go ahead and take advantage of it because it's not going to be going on for too much longer. You know, my quality, my video is worth $1,000.
He ain't charging y'all that at all because we about to bring him under the wing and we're going to get it popping on some real gangster shit. I got you. I want to cut, so we're going to get him. We're going to raise prices.
Yo, Spot, I need that content.
Some crazy shit, but that's my nigga, Southwest of the building. Definitely
need that content. That $100 sounds pretty good to me.
So guess what? It ain't $100 no more because now I'm managing him and we're charging $500.
Oh, wow.
So.
Oh, we're good. We got our own camera then.
He said we use our smartphones.
All right.
Well, right. If you want to check out any quality of my videos, you look up Mayor Malik, which is MIERMALIK. Okay. You follow me on Twitter at MaryMalik54. You know, same thing on Facebook. I just shot a video yesterday. This shit is up today. We're shooting another video tomorrow.
Hey. I will.
Just find you're investing yourself.
Honest, you got your number?
Management right now, so
Honest, you got his number, Honest?
Huh? What'd you say, Luke?
You got his number? You got his number?
Yeah, I got his number. I'm going to connect
right,
up to my
enough
new...
Shit. I just get it from her when, as soon as I'm ready to shoot my video, man. That's good enough.
That's
Real
my
rap,
new partner,
the quality of my
whatever.
Videos is a stat, baby. But hey, honestly, I want to give you some love. I want to call up and give you some love and let you know this is where we're at. You know, Southwest of Death. And I ain't geographical. I just rap where the fuck I'm from. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's Philly.
Definitely.
Yeah, man.
Definitely
at the end of the day, it's Philly.
Calling in and showing love. I'm actually going to close out the show with my girlfriend, with me and my girl's song, Fifth Power, versus B Dot. Then it's Miss Caddy. Then it's Teflon. Then it's me. Then it's Hot Chalk, all coming in. And Mayor, I'm gonna call you right after the show. Lucha, I'll talk to you after him. I gotta talk to my artist.
All right.
We about to inflate that $100, you know, $500 videos. Shoot the video the next day that's done. You know, I'm Don
King.
Better not,
yo.
Shut up. Call me Don King right now. $500, that's how much it costs to get our top for the live videos. Shut up. Me and Mia go back. We go way back, okay? I'm going forever. But no, it's all love. I appreciate your grind, and that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, we got to find a way to make our money stretch. Because you got to promote yourself, you got to get out there, and you got to get fans. So I appreciate that, and thank you for calling in tonight. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Shout out to Nonfiction, everybody at Blood Money. Shout out to my boy Dillinger, definitely Jewel Beats features, you know, my Donnie. I appreciate you still listening in, my boo. Like, you know I'll be missing you, honey. You got to call in on, like, Two Freaky Tuesday so we can go ham. Luch. This was every bit of your show as it was my show. So I gotta.
Yeah. Hit me up after though, for real. I need to holler at you.
I got you. I'm gonna hit you up ASAP. And like I said, y'all, check us out. Thank you, True Teller Boo, Gene Banks Jr. I'm fucking with y'all. Pure Style Music. I got y'all. I appreciate the slow dance and the respect. DJ Freak Nasty. Mwah. This is love. EA, you already know.
Yeah. It's your boy EA all day. Put them taller seats down. Who run the world? Huh? Yeah. We all know who run the world. Let's go. Here you go. And they the best in the city. Yeah.
Everything I touch, I bring. Any track, anything. Beat that fucking holler. They know the fucking name. Bitch, I'm like the in-track train. Stay out the fucking lane. Why are you a fucking rapper? I'm not entertained. But I fly it in your girl is. Skydive here on. I'm way fucking hotter. What is you here for? Pat it up. Pretty girl, new jeans. All I know is money and music and play the party. Say they rotten and loving my sway. Haters, they faces be mad. Bitches, they know I'm the shit. Smelling it when I wear pants. Oh, yes, I'm too shy. Stop, fly on these motherfuckers and shades. Make you stick to your stomach. They like the ocean color. I eat protein bars. I got muscle on me. Smackdown fever in the ring. Who wanna tussle with me? Burn you for no sex. You couldn't hustle with me. Burn you on the track. You ain't fucking with me. Money talks. Yours whisper, but my cash here. I fell to my fire in the building and I sit here. Candy wagon pulling by, they had my plans here. Candy put the seal to you pussies like a pap smear. Shh, don't say shit, it's out of library. Want beef, put gravy on it, call it Salisbury. Campbell's on the feet, next to hair, I call it Wildberry. Swag move as velour, and I rock solitary. Roll dice to AC, I limit, I'm a boss bitch. No back makeup on the face, honey glosses. If I lose, who cares? It ain't my money, all the talk shit. What's the point of the floss and live my boss and on the top, bitch?
Oh, never give up. Flash and turn my bitch up. Bang and turn the shit up. These steps, you pick up.
Philly Shine Radio. See y'all tomorrow, where we are showing love to my motherfucking brother. Nonfiction, definitely huge, huge, huge supporter of me. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody, Unimine. Definitely all working at once. Wise, Scott Summer, Corleone, all you guys. Definitely support you guys. But like I said, tomorrow is going to be a really special show. Make sure y'all... I like how I'm just getting my voice back. It's like, it's amazing. That's all I needed was some Philly Shine Radio, though, for real. But as you can see, I'm starting to feel better and like myself. But tomorrow, like I said, we're going to have a show with Nonfiction. I wonder if he's pronounced it different to Nonfiction. Because this is like nine fiction. He's N-I-N. So like I said, it's Nonfiction. I don't know. I got to get it together. But as with my memory, I need help. So he's definitely going to tune in tomorrow and let me know what's good with him. Definitely check out all his links. You can follow him on Twitter, NINEFIXSION, Nonfiction. Definitely doing his thing. We're going to have the interview with Itchy Wright, a.k.a. Nonfiction of the Unimine, tomorrow. It's going to be crazy. He's a poet and also known as Itchy Wright, and he does his thing. And I just can't wait to show him off tomorrow and get an update of his music and everything that he got going on. So tune in tomorrow. Good night, everybody. Peace.